Alhamdulillah wahda wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah wa nashhadu anna sayyidana wa sanadana wa habibana wa shafi'ana wa maulana Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh amma ba'du fa a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim bismillahir rahmanir rahim wa la tuti' kulla hallafin mahin hammazim mashaa'in binamim manna'in lilkhayri mu'tadin athim sadaqallahu maulana al-azim. Respected ulama, honorable huffaz, beloved listeners, since the beginning of the month of Rajab, we'll be reciting this dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban. Then we're saying wa balighna Ramadan. Oh Allah, bless us in the month of Rajab, bless us in the month of Sha'ban, and give us the opportunity of reaching the Mubarak month of Ramadan. Allah, make us from amongst those people who will witness this Ramadan and many, many more Ramadans to come with Izzat and Afiyat. Today being the 8th of Sha'ban, when we're reciting this dua and fulfilling the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in essence, it's giving us a lesson that by reading this dua from the month of Rajab, it's as though these 2 months are the months for us to warm up. We're warming up, so when we come to the month of Ramadan, the engines are so-called already warm, we can take advantage and do our best during the month of Ramadan. Ramadan is a month we all going to capitalize on, we all going to focus on gaining a lot, but just as we focus on gaining, we got to be equally careful not to be losing. We need to gain maximum, and be careful we don't fall into those sins, crimes and actions that cause us to lose whatever we got despite us outwardly doing a lot. So what are the actions we need to stay away from? What are those deeds that cause leaks in our deeds? What are those actions that cause problems despite us doing a lot outwardly? So amongst these actions there are 2 which we wish to highlight today. Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi narrates a hadith, marra an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam biqabrain. The Rasul of Allah, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, passed by 2 graves. And he commented to the Sahaba, innahuma layu'adhaban. O my Sahaba, take note. And O every ummati to come till the day of Qiyamah, take note. Allah is exposed to me right now that the inmates of both these graves are both being punished. وَمَا يُعَذَّبَانِ فِي كَبِيرٌ. But take note also, they aren't being punished for something you regard to be major. In your eyes, both these crimes, both 2 people, each guilty of a different crime, but both of them are being punished for something you regard to be trivial. It's something outwardly very insignificant, echoing as though the sentiments of the ayat, وَتَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيِّنًا وَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ. You treat it to be light, you treat it to be small, but in the sight of Allah, it's very serious. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes on to explain, أَمَّا أَحَدُهُمَا فَكَانَ لَا يَسْتَتِرُ عَنْ بَوْلِهِ. The first person who's being punished, he's being punished, why? Because he was not careful regarding the droplets of urine. Take note at this point, respected elders and friends, these 2 crimes are such that whoever you are, wherever you are, whichever time you are, you can be in the most Mubarak time, the month of Ramadan. It can be the night of Qadr. You can be in Medina Munawwara, you can be in Makkah Mukarrama, you can be in Umrah. You can be in the blessed company of whoever. But if you are guilty of any of these crimes are going to affect you so badly, whatever you are doing is going to be as though null and void and nullified. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says this first person wasn't careful regarding the droplets of urine. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on multiple occasions, he warned us, be careful about the droplets of urine. Istanzihu anil bowl. Why? فَإِنَّ عَامَّةَ عَذَابِ الْقَبْرِ مِنْهُ. Be careful of the droplets of urine, because if you analyze people who get punishment in the grave, bulk of those who get punishment, the major cause for punishment in the grave is that people were not careful regarding these droplets of urine. Whether we are in the toilet, or whether we are out of the toilet, at both situations we've got to be careful. Whilst we're relieving ourselves, it's human nature, we've got to relieve ourselves multiple times a day, sometimes during the night as well. It's part of a human nature for him to pass urine. Every creature does this. But the deen is teaching us, be careful regarding these droplets. While you are relieving yourself, ensure none of the splashes come back onto your body. Because at times, if these splashes reach a certain amount, you'll be performing your salah, but your salah will be invalid because of the amount of urine on your body, on your clothing. Then when you come out of the toilet as well, fuqaha have another term. We're all aware of the term called al-istinja. Istinja, to cleanse yourself. Utilize water, clean yourself. There's another term called al-istibra. Al-istibra is, once you've come out of the toilet, you've relieved yourself, do not be in haste. Don't be in a hurry to make wuzu immediately after coming out of the toilet. Why? Sometimes there's drops, most of the time, there are drops that are left and remain in the urinary tract. In that outlet from which a person is passing urine, sometimes there's a few drops that are left there. A person needs to ensure, take a walk, take a rest for a little while, let a few minutes pass, ensuring that all these drops have come out. Thereafter, go and make the wudu. Because if he didn't do this, in his mind, he made wudu straight after relieving himself. He thinks he's got his wudu, and he goes to perform salah thereafter, but after he's made the wudu, some droplets, the entire urine, no, but one drop, even one drop came out. His wudu is nullified. He performed his salah is without wudu. He's touching the Qur'an al-Kareem, he's touching the Qur'an al-Kareem without wudu. لا يمسه إلا المطهرون, to touch the Qur'an without wudu is a major sin. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, your entry, your visa, your key, your pass to Jannah is your salah. But your pass to your salah is your wudu, your taharat. So indirectly, your taharat becomes your key to Jannah. If you're not careful about your taharat, unfortunately, our passage to Jannah will be blocked. So the first person was warned regarding the aspect of not being careful about the droplets of urine. The second man, what was his crime? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, وَأَمَّا الْآخَرُ فَكَانَ يَمْشِي بِالنَّمِيمَةِ. Recall again, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, that you regard it to be trivial. In your eyes, it's insignificant. But in the eyes of Allah, in the sight of deen, to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it's very serious. So this man was guilty of carrying tails. He's getting punishment in the grave because he was carrying tails. The question is, we heard this term time and again, carrying tails, what's meant? Ulama-i kiram break this down and they explain what's meant by carrying tails. They define it as naqlul kalami ala wajil ifsad. رَفْعُ الْحَدِيثِ عَلَىٰ وَجْهِ الْإِشَاعَةِ وَالْإِفْسَادِ. نَقْلُ الْكَلَامِ. نَقْلُ الْكَلَامِ literally means to narrate information, to quote what someone said, to repeat someone's statement. Till this point, there is no problem. We probably will leave this masjid and go home, and the women folk would want to know what was discussed in the masjid. We're going to quote, narrate, we're going to mention what we heard. To that point, there's no problem. But the problem comes in the remainder part of the definition, where ulama-i kiram say, ala wajil ifsad. You're quoting, you're narrating. You're taking one person's statement to someone else. You're taking one person or one group statement to someone else, or one community statement to someone else. Why? The why is the problem. Ala wajil ifsad, in order to cause problems between people who are originally living harmoniously. There's love and muhabbat, but now your statement is affecting that relationship that two people are living very harmoniously with. This is what is called namima. Naqlul kalam ala wajil ifsad. You're quoting, but why? To cause problems, to sever ties, to break relationship. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned, the man is getting punishment in the grave because of his crime. Hammam bin Harith rahimahullah, he narrates, we were seated in the masjid with the sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hudhayfa bin Yaman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, sahibu sirri Rasulillah, he was the confidant. He had secrets of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He knew things that most sahaba didn't know, certain aspects. Hammam bin Harith says, whilst we were seated with Hudhayfa bin Yaman radiyallahu anhu, a man walks in. People mention regarding this person, they tell the Hudhayfa bin Yaman, hadha mimma yanqulu al-haditha ila al-amir. This man who's about to enter our gathering, unfortunately he's got the crime of reporting whatever takes place amongst the people and the community. He takes it and reports it to the amir, to the leader, to the senior. Hudhayfa bin Yaman radiyallahu anhu confirms that this man is guilty of this crime. When he enters, He quotes a hadith and he says, سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَقُولْ لَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ قَطَّاتْ. I heard the Rasul of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم himself saying, that man who carries tails, he'll be barred from entering Jannah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also told us, أَلَا أُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِخِيَارِ عِبَادِ اللَّهِ. Let me tell you of the best of Allah's creation, وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ بِخِيَارِ أُمَّتِ. The best of my ummah, الَّذِينَ إِذَا رُؤُوا ذُكِرَ اللَّهِ. Those people who leave alone sitting in their company, leave alone hearing their words, their mere sight reminds you of Allah. وَأَلَا أُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِشِرَارِ عِبَادِ اللَّهِ. Let me tell you of the worst of Allah's creation. The people who in my ummah, in my words, the words of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم are the worst. People who possess three qualities. الْمَشَّاءُونَ بِالنَّمِيمَةِ الْمُفَرِّقُونَ بَيْنَ الْأَحِبَّةِ الْبَاغُونَ لِلْبُرَاءِ الْعَنَةِ. People who go around carrying tails. Number two, as a result of their toxic, dirty statements, they sever ties between people who were living with love, muhabbat, and unity. And number three, eventually they run out of enough information. الْبَاغُونَ لِلْبُرَاءِ الْعَنَةِ. They begin accusing innocent people of crimes those people never did in their lives. This is the worst of Allah's creation. Here we understood three ahadiths. Punishment in the grave, being barred from entering Jannah, being classified in the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the worst of his ummah for a man who carries tails. And when do you enter that category? When you saying whatever you saying, in spite of your statement being right, but you saying it to cause problems and to tear people apart, you are guilty of namima. Ulama ikram mention, an-namimatu qabihatun wa in kanat sahihatan. Namima, carrying tails is bad, it's evil, it's a crime, it's a major sin. Even though what you're saying is correct, not 100% correct, 200% correct. You're speaking the truth. But why are you speaking the truth? To split people. You're guilty of carrying tails. On the contrary, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained, one of the worst crimes a man can commit in deen and Islam is lying. There's no place for lying in Shariat. Lying is out. Lying is the quality of the munafiq, the man who's worse than a kafir. The man who will be lowered in Jahannam than a kafir will be the munafiq. That's his distinguishing quality, lies. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, لا يحل الكذب إلا في ثلاث. You aren't allowed to lie at all, except in one of three situations. One situation being, when you're speaking a lie, the statement you're making is lies, it's incorrect. But you're speaking a lie to join people. You're speaking a lie to mend people. You're speaking a lie to bond the relationship. That lie is not even regarded as a lie. On the contrary, you're speaking the truth to break relationship. You're guilty of namima. You're guilty of carrying tales. So be careful of the sin. Wherever we are, we can be in the most Mubarak month of Ramadan, but if we're guilty of both these sins, unfortunately, there'll be a major leak. There'll be a major hole in everything we're doing. We have to be careful not to engage ever in namima. Sometimes we think it's innocent. We'll make a statement regarding someone. We'll comment on someone. We'll comment on a wife. We'll comment on a husband. We'll tell someone some toxic statements, thinking what we're doing is good. We're aiding that man, but we're severing ties. We're creating bigger problems. So what? How do we refrain from this? Number one, we need to guard ourselves. Don't speak about anyone. In simple words, you want to speak about people? Speak about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Speak about the Anbiya alayhi musallam. Speak about the Aimma Mujtahideen, the Awliya of Allah. Speak about them. There's only good to speak. But don't speak about anybody else. One person mentioned so beautifully, great people, they speak about ideas. Average people, they speak about things. And small people speak about other people. So choose which category you want to fit in. Amr bin Ubayd rahimahullah, a person came up to him. And he mentioned, so-and-so is speaking evil of you. Amr bin Ubayd, imagine someone comes up to us and he says, so-and-so is speaking bad of you. We want to know more. We want to record those facts and take the man up. Amr bin Ubayd, rahimahullah, he advises this man and he says, مَا أَدَّيْتَ حَقَّ مُجَالَسَةِ أَخِيكَ. By you telling me what that man said about me behind my back, you betrayed that man. Number one. Number two, you didn't fulfill the right of my company and my association because you telling me what someone spoke about me behind my back. So this man is amazed. When I give this information to others, they appreciate it, they take it wholeheartedly. This man is correcting me. He said, okay, so what should I tell him? If someone speaks bad about you behind your back, what should I do? He said, remind him. Remind him, warn him. أَنَّ الْمَوْتَ يَعُمُّنَا وَالْقَبْرَ يَضُمُّنَا وَالْقِيَامَةَ تَجْمَعُنَا وَاللَّهُ تَعَالَى يَحْكُمُ بَيْنَنَا وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الْحَاكِمِينَ. Inform him, one day we all have to die. We're all going to be buried beneath the grave alone. We'll face Allah alone on the day of Qiyamah, and Allah will pass judgment. Are we ready to make these statements before Allah on the day of Qiyamah? Are we ready for this? We aren't ready for this. Rather leave this out entirely. Imam Ghazali rahimullah says, if you want to know, number one, you've got to be careful not to engage in this crime. Number two, be careful from being in the company of such people who engage in this. So how do you recognize a tail carrier? Imam Ghazali rahimahullah quotes the statement of Hassan Basri rahimahullah, man namma ilayk, namma alayk. The simple way to recognize this is, the one who chatters to you, chatters off you. If someone is bringing someone else's story to you today, he'll take your story to someone else tomorrow. Never be in the company of such people. This is the statement of Hassan Basri rahimahullah. If someone is talking to you about someone else today, he'll talk to someone else about you tomorrow. What they say, never sit at a table. Never sit in a company where they talk about others. Why? When you get up, you're going to be the next topic of discussion. So the important point is, let us do our best. These are crimes which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam complains. وَمَا يُعَذَّبَانِ فِي كَبِيرٍ. You don't even regard this crime to be a crime. You regard it to be trivial. You regard it to be small. But it causes so much of damage. In this world, in the qabr, you barred entry into Jannah. You are regarded as the worst of the ummah. You regard it to be small, but this is a major crime. Let us guard ourselves. We are already in Sha'ban. We're going into the month of Ramadan. We're going to the best of times. And sometime to the best of places. Sometime in the best of company. But people who are guilty of this, even in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they still received punishment. It was still a leak and a crime, even in that time, in the best of places. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala save us from these crimes. May Allah give us the ability to be careful regarding our droplets of urine, to be careful about our tongues. May Allah make us people who only issue good, share good, speak good of others, and stay away from evil. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.